So, Ali, you said you got a little bit of on-the-trail assistance towards the end of the race. What was that about?
I did. And we talked about the mental hurdles of, you know, mushing around two rivers yet not going back to your kennel. And every single one of the dog teams that, you know, competed here, Will Rhodes and Richie Beattie and a lot of the folks had to deal with the same things. But I was a little bit worried about one of the turns right at mile 185 out of 200. There's a turn away from our kennel. And it's a turn we don't ever do. So I had stopped about 2 miles before that, and I was kind of getting the dogs snacked and pep-talking them and kind of got everyone excited. But in my gut, I was thinking, oh, no, we got to do this turn. I hope they don't get too bummed out. And by golly, if I don't look behind me, here comes a headlight. And it was Shaney, who lives just right up the road. And she's always so upbeat, so happy about life and everything. And she's like, hey, Ali. And I was like, you want to pass? And she's like, oh, you know, my team doesn't pass very well. And I was like, oh, no, I'll help you. So she got by, and her team is really, really looking good right now. She's actually headed to Iditarod with that team. Anyway, and I'm sorry, Shaney, but I rode right on her fanny, probably 6 inches off of her sled, as she mushed them the mile or so to this turn that I knew we weren't going to do. And my dogs were so excited about the fact that her team was right in front of us that they never looked left or right. They just kept going exactly where the race course needed them to go, and no one pouted, and everyone thought, there's a dog team ahead of us. And so honestly, it was phenomenal that she passed me right there, and I'm pretty happy about it.
Cool. Awesome.
So did you have an overall impression or a kind of summary of the race? How would you describe?
Two Rivers 200 oftentimes is a quoted easy race. I mean, it's local trails we know, conditions are relatively easy, kind of that thing, but this year was an anomaly. This year was an incredibly tough race. You had to have dogs who are really not only physically fit but mentally ready to do this kind of race. And you know, our team, our second team, you know, honestly wasn't, we asked them to do a little bit more than they should have. What happened was basically the conditions changed overnight, the night before the race, and that snow dumping really made it physically challenging. More so than we had anticipated. So I really just want to say that Jeff did a fantastic job with our other team, and that, you know, he had to do what he had to do. And so we are completely proud of those dogs and that musher, and he and they will go on to run greater and better races. So that's cool. All from SP.
And the Two Rivers Club?
Oh my goodness! It was a thin group of highly dedicated volunteers, and a hearty thank you to all of us who put in the trail, put in some long hours when there weren't hours available, and especially Amanda and Kathy there who organized this race. So a huge thanks to all those guys, and hopefully we'll do it again another year.
Cool. Thanks, Ali.
You bet.